next on the 5 o'clock report.
I'm freaking out right now.
An absolute monster.
We have issues out here, and they need to be taken care of.
So many Pennsylvanians are stuck in a cycle of poverty.
Students are safe at 3 feet apart.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. 3 feet, not six. The Centers for Disease Control revising its social distancing guidance for schools, which could lead to more reopenings.
For the past year, Americans have been told to stay 6 feet apart to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But now the CDC here in Atlanta making a major change that impacts schools. The guidance says students in elementary schools are safe at 3 feet apart. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky had said that it became very clear that 6 feet was among the things that was keeping schools closed. Now, a new study suggests that a social distance of 3 feet may be as safe as 6 feet, provided that everybody is wearing a mask.
As correspondent Sabrina Cupid, President Biden and Vice President Harris also in Atlanta today, first to mark a milestone with CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
We hit our goal of 100 million vaccinations in arms. I am so energized by the future, and yet we still have so much more work to do.
Another visit today aimed at comforting community members following this week's shooting rampage that left 8 people dead.
This just doesn't happen here. And I just want to let our community know, I want the world to know, we're better than this. Our hearts go out to these people.
The suspect is facing 8 counts of murder. While police search for a motive, the alleged gunman claims he was a sex addict and shot up the massage parlors to eliminate that temptation from his life. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas met today with border agents in El Paso as the surge in migrants continues. Art Soito patrols that border.
A lot of the programs that were there before, the policies that were in place, they were working. I understand when you get a new administration, policies change. But they need to continue moving forward to fix the problem. At the end of the day, we have issues out here, and they need to be taken care of.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says something must be done at the Midland facility that houses boys ranging in age from 13 to 17.
They have no proven clean running water at the location. They were using well water that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has informed the federal government has not been proven to be safe.
Abbott says a humanitarian disaster is unfolding in his state.
More than 10% of the migrants at the Midland location have now tested positive for COVID-19.
More than 11,000 migrant kids have been apprehended at the southern border since President Biden took office. Closer to home, New York Congressman Tom Reed has been accused of sexual misconduct by a former lobbyist. Nicolette Davis says it happened in 2017 while she and Reed were in a bar in Minneapolis. The congressman says this account of my actions is not accurate. In Minnesota, the judge in the Derek Chauvin murder case is rejecting request for a change of venue.
I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case.
Judge Peter Cahill also refusing a delay of the trial, noting that some evidence from a 2019 arrest of Floyd can be used in this proceeding. Attorneys seating the 13th juror today, just one more needed for the trial. Another cabinet pick. President Biden has decided who should head up NASA. Peter King reports from Florida.
Bill Nelson is a former Florida U.S. Senator and Congressman. He chaired or was the ranking member of the Space and Science Subcommittee. He would become the 4th NASA administrator to have flown in space. He flew aboard the shuttle Columbia as a NASA-invited guest payload specialist in January 1986.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the minimum wage in Pennsylvania, impaired driving in New York, and back from the dead in Indonesia.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. The call for tonight, crystal clear and cold. Low temperatures mainly 20s. Some of the normally colder rural valleys will dip into the teens. For the weekend, it'll be sun-filled and turn noticeably milder. High temperatures Saturday will be close to or just over 50, and high temperatures will reach to around 60 on Sunday. And again, that fair, mild weather will carry us into early next week.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Efforts to decriminalize marijuana in New York being met with resistance by some in law enforcement.
I'm freaking out right now, okay? I don't want to wait until someone gets killed by a driver
who's high, okay?
Erie County DA John Flynn worries about the impact legalization would have on impaired driving.
It would make it the equivalent of a speeding ticket, a cell phone ticket, which is extremely problematic. That sends a message that driving while high on marijuana is not a problem. And it is a problem. It's a serious problem.
Flynn says in states where marijuana is legal, impaired driving rates have skyrocketed. Pennsylvania Democrats continue to push to raise the minimum wage. The current wage of $7.25 an hour has been in place for more than a decade.
Our substandard minimum wage is one of the many reasons so many Pennsylvanians are stuck in a cycle of poverty.
State Labor Department Secretary Jennifer Barrier agrees with the governor that the minimum wage should be raised to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Gene Barr, president of the PA Chamber of Business, says it's a bad move.
The Congressional Budget Office has said the raise to 15 at the national level will lead to the loss of 1.4 million jobs.
Barr says raising the wage will hurt the very people it's intended to help. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney has asked U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate Governor Cuomo's directive that sent COVID-infected patients into group homes across the state.
This is something that's happened in the past, obviously, with the nursing home cover-up and the falsification of records. We've seen this now with the people with disabilities. This is just another example of Governor Cuomo either covering up or falsifying records again.
Tenney says whether it's nursing home residents or those with developmental disabilities, the governor has used the pandemic to prey upon the most vulnerable people in New York. One of the seven women accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment testified for 2 hours yesterday before the New York State Attorney General. Rochester native Anna Liss says the governor is
an absolute monster.
Liss says the governor's office contacted her last month to find out if she'd spoken to the first accuser, Lindsay Boylan.
Flagging me as somebody who they might want to dig up dirt on, in case I did say something, or encouraging me to speak out in support of the governor.
Liss claims her tone towards the governor has changed in the past 2 weeks since she first came forward with her story.
Just becoming more and more aggravating, like the disinformation campaign and the spin cycle that he's engaging in. It's not what a good person would do. It's not what anybody who has a conscience, a moral compass would do.
Governor Cuomo maintains his innocence and says he will not bow to public pressure and resign. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Allison Beam says the Keystone State is taking strides to make everyone eligible for the COVID shot by the 1st of May.
I want to be clear that we are working towards opening eligibility for everyone on May 1st.
The Commonwealth has come under the gun for its cumbersome rollout of the vaccine. Some have likened it to a glorified scavenger hunt. Dave Kennedy is president of the Pennsylvania State Troopers Association.
As long as we're moving forward and we're going to get this vaccine, I'm happy. I'm not happy where we wound up. I'm not happy what it took to get us here. However, as long as we can get our people taken care of, that's my main concern.
Mobile vaccine sites are being employed to reach more rural parts of Pennsylvania.
What we want to have is the scheduling system and the infrastructure so that folks can be in line, know that they can actually have that appointment scheduled, and then have the peace of mind that they know that their appointment's coming.
The state ranks 36th in terms of its vaccine rollout effectiveness. And efforts afoot in Albany to require faith-based schools across New York implement DASA, the Dignity for All Students Act.
This would essentially take an LGBT agenda item, build as an anti-bullying curriculum, and then push that into faith-based private schools.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms.
So if you are a parent that really wants your child to grow up to have a traditional understanding of human sexuality, to know that there is male and female, that could be problematic if you're in a private school. This is another one of those, I believe, blatantly unconstitutional issues, but the Constitution seems to matter little to the members of our state legislature these days.
The DASA for All Students initiative will be debated this spring in the New York State Legislature. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers from Wall Street.
Stocks were mixed today as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ posted weekly losses. The Dow was down 232 points, the NASDAQ today falling 99, and the S&P 500 dropped 2. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Next, here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Calvin Coolidge once stated, "There is no dignity quite so impressive and no independence quite so important as living within your means." The experts and common sense tell us the most important practical step you can take to end financial turmoil in your life is simply to spend less than you make. If you don't take that step, you're headed for a lifetime of grief. Living within your means starts with a spending plan. You have to prepare a budget that still has money left over after you've paid all the bills. That's how you save an emergency fund for unplanned expenses. If you're not sure how to do that, MoneyWise has volunteer coaches all around the country ready to help you get started at no cost. Just go to MoneyWise.org to sign up.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delphiat.
Thank you, Tracy. A current shocker right now, number 2 seed Ohio State Buckeyes in the NCAA tournament in overtime against number 15 seed Oral Roberts. What? Elsewhere, top seed Illinois dispatched Drexel with ease. Florida needed overtime to get past Virginia Tech. Arkansas survived a scare from Colgate. Later tonight, Syracuse battles 23-4 San Diego State. West Virginia battles 23-7 Morehead State. Tomorrow afternoon, St. Bonaventure battles LSU. In the NIT tonight, Buffalo plays Colorado State in the women's tournament. Syracuse plays South Dakota State Sunday. West Virginia battles Lehigh, a team that Bucknell beat 4 times in the regular season, but the Mountain Hawks won when it counted in the Patriot League championship game. Juju Smith-Schuster turned down the Baltimore Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles, who offered him a whole lot more money to return to Pittsburgh to play for the Steelers on a 1-year deal. In the NBA, the Cavaliers host the Spurs, Nets at the Magic, Raptors host the Jazz on the ice, Rangers take on Ovechkin and the Capitals in D.C., the Leafs host the Flames. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiat.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're counting down the final hours of winter, and we'll do so with a cold night tonight. But spring will arrive with prospects for a warming trend, with sunshine that'll carry us into early next week. The call for tonight, crystal clear and cold. Low temperatures mainly 20s. Some of the normally colder rural valleys will dip into the teens. But the weekend will be sun-filled and turn noticeably milder. High temperatures Saturday will be close to or just over 50, and high temperatures will reach to around 60 on Sunday. And again, that fair, mild weather will carry us into early next week.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, what was once lost has now been found on the other side of the world. Family Life's Bob Price explains.
Yeah, Tracy, a policeman missing since the Boxing Day tsunami 16 years ago may have been found in a psychiatric hospital in Indonesia. Cops believe this guy was one of tens of thousands to go missing after the 2004 natural disaster that rocked Southeast Asia, killing a staggering 230,000 people. A magnitude 9.1 earthquake off the coast of Indonesia's Aceh province caused devastation and widespread death in 13 countries, as far away as Australia. Police in Aceh province are trying to locate the policeman's family, and they plan to conduct DNA testing to verify his identity. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. Looking forward to a good reunion. That's the world we live in this Friday, March 19th. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Arkport, New York. They provide vegetation.